Ezra chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity were building the temple to the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel, and to the chief of the fathers, and said to them, Let us build with you, because we seek your God, as you do. And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon king of Asher, who brought us up here. But Zerubbabel, and Joshua, and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel, said to them, You have nothing to do with us to build a house, temple, to our God. But we ourselves together will build to the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia has commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them, to frustrate their purpose, all the days of Cyrus king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote to him an accusation against those who lived in Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes Bishlam, Mithredath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions wrote to Artaxerxes king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue, and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum the chancellor and Shimshai the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes the king in this sort. Then Rehum the chancellor, and Shimshai the scribe, and the rest of their companions, the Danites, the Apharsathites, the Tarpalites, the Apharsites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Susanchites, the Dehavites, and the Elamites wrote. And the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnapper brought over, and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side the river, and at such a time. This is the copy of the letter that they sent to him, even to Artaxerxes the king, your servants the men on this side, west of the river Jordan, and at such a time. Let it be known to the king, that the Jews who came up from you to us have come to Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up its walls, and joined the foundations. Let it be known now to the king, that, if this city is rebuilt, and its walls set up again, then they will not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so you shall endanger the revenue of the kings. Now because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers, so you shall find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful to kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same in years past. It was for this reason this city was destroyed. We certify to the king that, if this city is rebuilt, and its walls set up, by this means you shall have no portion on this side, west of the river Jordan. Then the king sent an answer to Rehum the chancellor, and to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their companions who live in Samaria, and to the rest beyond the river, peace, and at such a time. The letter which you sent to us has been plainly read before me. And I commanded, and search has been made, and it is found that this city has in years past made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition has been made in it. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, who have ruled over all countries beyond the river Jordan. And toll, tribute, tax, and custom, was paid to them. Give now commandment to cause these men to cease, and that this city not be rebuilt, until another commandment has been given from me. Take heed now that you not fail to do this, why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum, and Shimshai the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews, and made them by force and power to cease. Then the work ceased on the house, temple, of God which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius king of Persia.